Indonesia is the world's third largest democracy, and with more than 200 million people, it has the world's fourth largest population. Presidential elections took place in the island nation today, and Indonesians are anxiously awaiting the results, which could take up to 2 weeks to come in. President Susilo Yudhoyono is likely to be re-elected, with exit polls giving him almost 60% of the votes. FSRN's Sharon Sabota sent us this report.
Voting poll centers throughout Indonesia were open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. As people lined up to cast their votes, the consensus for what they hoped the election would bring was change in the form of affordable education and health care, better wages, lower costs of food, improved transportation access, and security. Some people Free Speech Radio News interviewed kept their voting plans secret, and many stood behind both President Susilo Yudhoyono, also known as SB, and Megawati Sukarnoputri. Some, like 27-year-old Gade Ekowayan, expressed hope that the new president would make living in Bali more affordable.
It's sad because we working hard. The manager is only push us. They take our power. I hope next time all will be changed and our salary more high than before.
Like, so if Megawati is elected, do you think that might happen?
Yeah, I hope. Because before, it's always same. They didn't care about the people. Maybe he want to make a change, I hope. Because Prabowo is like a close to the poor citizen, like for the farmer and the seller. He very close with them.
Wayan says that despite the booming tourism industry in Bali, the money is not trickling down. In the village of Duka Kawan, 24-year-old Arga Sagirarini has many hopes for what the next 5 years will bring. Sagirarini agreed to take me to the polling center in her village, where 649 people were registered to vote. Sagirarini translated interviews with the people in her village. Nirmat Artiwani is a 47-year-old traditional soap maker.
She wants a leader that can improve the quality of the life of the Indonesian people. More attention to the welfare. The result of this election will be accepted by everybody because it's a democratic way.
65-year-old Yudman Cedro said he felt confident that President Yudhoyono would win.
Hopefully, this election will be secure. SBY, a good man. As in his role, he has made a solution for the bomb accident in Bali.
Just outside the polling station, 31-year-old Kara Katrini shared her hopes as she sold her black rice sweet pudding for 10 cents a bag. Katrini said that although business at her stall is going well, she hopes the next president will make food cheaper.
She hope that the price will be lower than now. Will be more cheaper, everything, rice, meat, everything.
Wayon Lugra, one of the village election security guards, said that he was pleased with how smoothly the election was running in his village. Several hours after the polls have closed, people throughout the country are tuned into their radios and TVs and anxiously awaiting the results of the next president. Sharon Sabota, Free Speech Radio News, Duka Kawan, Indonesia.